virtually all sports, all professional sports, high school, college sports have been canceled, whether it's baseball or, you know, whatever it is, track and field. But one sport that is still apparently appears to be open across the country is golf. And Boogie Bob Cahill joins us. Morning, Bob.
Good morning, John. Before we get started, thank you for playing the double bogey man. I'm sure that was in honor of my golf game.
It was. So tell us what's going on in the golfing industry, and you get updates every day?
I do get updates every day, but the updates are really just that it's more of the same. As far as in Minnesota goes, all golf courses are closed, and of course up here in Grand Rapids, our golf courses would be closed regardless because we have a foot of snow or more on the ground. But right now, the order by the governor is that golf, and this goes through March 27th, that all golf courses are closed, clubhouses and golf courses. And the allied golf associations of Minnesota, the PGA, the Minnesota Golf Association, the superintendents, they feel, I guess we feel, like golf can be played safely with precautions. And that is the case in some states. I don't know all the states. I do know that Michigan is allowing golf. Florida is allowing golf. Oklahoma, there are other golf courses or states that are allowing golf with special precautions for safety.
So what are some of those precautions?
They would be, number one, my main concern about safety would be checking people in. That's my biggest one. I don't know that that's completely solved. Maybe you do that totally digitally. People making tee times online, collecting that tee time or that that green fee online. I think it's easier at private golf courses where everybody is a member. They're not paying a fee each time.
Right.
But some of the other things that people can do. And that we would do if we were open, we would have wider interval tee times. Right now, our tee time spread is 7.5 minutes between tee times. I think that we would just skip every other tee time and go every 15 minutes. You would end up making sure you have social distancing, which would be real easy to do when you're on the golf course, 6 feet away from each other. We would encourage golfers to walk. Maybe one of the rules would be that there is walking only. Some places are allowing golf carts, and the way they're doing the golf carts is they're taking special precautions to sterilize and clean the golf carts in between uses. You would only have one rider per golf cart, or in the case where you had two people that are from the same household, they could ride together. Another precaution, you prohibit any large groups from gathering at all, either during the round or before the round or after the round. So oftentimes we'll have a number of people up on the first tee, say a big group of 12 or 16 people that they're in the same group. Well, that just isn't going to happen anymore because they would be too close together. Again, cleaning and sanitizing golf carts is very important. You wouldn't have any... Not that we have this here, we don't have a staff that handles customers' golf bags very often. You know, occasionally we'll help people that do need help, of course, but people definitely have to handle their own golf bags to and from their cars and onto their push cart, whatever, or their golf cart. Another thing is when you're on the golf course, you would take special precautions with the holes on the green. You would not cut a cup like you traditionally do. Some places are turning their cups upside down so that the ball would not actually even go in the hole. It would come up to the hole and basically rebound off the hole. And yeah. When the ball hits the cup, it's considered good. Other places are putting something in the hole, like a... one of those pool noodles. I've seen those round, long pool noodles. You cut those up and put those in the hole, and then when the ball does go in the hole, it only goes in a very small or short distance.
It seems, Bob, it seems like the cup sticking out or the sponge thing sticking out is the best because man, you're going to make a lot more putts because you're not going to be sure if they're going in or not. All you got to do is hit it. And I sure think you don't want people reaching in the hole. So to me, it seems like a good thing would be just to have something sticking out and bump into it and just call it good after all.
Yep, I agree. And actually what you could do in that case is you just, when you put the cup in the cup, you just leave it up.
Yeah.
Don't push it down. It just goes, it stays up 2 inches or whatever. And of course, one of the rules would be you cannot touch the flagstick. You just leave it there. There's no reason to take it out. Golf courses would remove the bunker rakes. Those would not be on the golf course. We would not have ball washers.
So you could actually use the foot mashie in the sand trap legally.
Yes. Or like when I'm playing with my wife, I just pick the ball out of the sand and throw it away. You know, I don't throw it away, I throw it on the green. So
I don't really know about that.
Helps her score quite a bit.
That's Bogey Bob Cale. Bob, how do you see things going here? You're saying the governor has closed all Minnesota courses, whether there's no snow or anything, right?
That's correct. That's what it is right now, and that's the way it is through this initial order of the governor, and that runs through the 27th. Again, there's Minnesota Allied Golf Associations have had some discussions with government officials about opening, and maybe that'll change next week, and maybe it won't. And, of course, whatever they determine is best for us, that's what we will do, and we'll be happy to do it.
I saw an article in paper the other day that there's some pro tours open, the Cactus League and stuff like that. So I'd just be interesting to see what they're doing for safety, but I'm sure you still have to putt out. Bogus, thank you for taking the time this morning, and we look forward to getting out on that golf course for stress relief and everything else.
Yeah, and I will say that too, John, that stress relief, and that's really why we would want to be open.
Yeah.
You know, people maybe think that golf would be getting a special break being open. And as you're aware, and you know, the being out in nature is very, very important mentally and physically, especially these days. There's a lot of stress going on, and you know, I guess whether you're on the golf course or you're somewhere else, just get out in nature, take a walk, take a bike ride. It's great for your body.
All right, Bob, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.